This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Jefferson County District Attorney's Office has been operating most of the year under an acting DA. That's because the man Jefferson County voters elected in November, Charles Todd Henderson, was indicted on a perjury charge just a few days before he was to take office. The exact allegation at the time was unclear, but now that a transcript has been released from the court case in question, Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald says it doesn't look good for Henderson. John joins us now to talk politics as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's back up and recap this whole situation around this perjury charge. It has to do with a woman who worked for Henderson's campaign, and she had a divorce case.
Right, Mrs. Akel. She and her husband were involved in a divorce. There was a custody issue involving the child. She began working for the campaign of Mr. Henderson in summer fall of 2015, toward the end of the year, start of 2016. As the case was going to trial, her lawyer approached the judge in the divorce case and said, "Will you name Charles Todd Henderson the guardian ad litem for the child," which is supposed to represent the child independently, and is highly unusual that someone would ask specifically to be appointed guardian ad litem in a specific case anyway. So the judge granted it. It came out later that she was working on his campaign, which was a problem. The judge removed him. But it also came out later that he was involved in a personal relationship with her, which really gets us to the perjury issue.
And let's get to that perjury issue, because this transcript came out this week. It came out from the former husband of this woman, from his lawyer. What does this transcript show?
Well, the issue in question is at a later divorce hearing in which he was asked by the lawyer for Mr. Akel, "Since the time you've known her, have you slept overnight at her house?" And he said, "No." And the lawyer said, gave him a second chance, "No." And he said, "No." That no, that two-word no, is the big thing. The issue here is we've learned from that court hearing and from others, the husband had hired a private investigator to watch the house. So there was evidence on three different occasions. And so the state believes they have clear evidence that will show that that was a lie.
And we know in the world of politics that definitions, they can get stretched, they can get parsed, but you write that Henderson clearly lied, and you don't see any other interpretation.
Well, there's always another possibility. I mean, he could have tunneled out of the house in the middle of the night. The PI could have fallen asleep. I mean, there are things that could happen. And you know, as we get to court, you know, these things are very difficult to prove sometimes, even as cut and dried as a yes or no answer, because, you know, intent is a big part of a perjury case. And if you say, "I misunderstood the question, I wasn't trying to lie, I was cut off," there are a lot of things that could convince the jury.
Well, a few days after this indictment came down, Henderson's lawyers had a press conference questioning both the substance of the indictment, also the timing of it. Thinking back to that or anything since this transcript has come out, how do you see Henderson's response?
I think it's problematic. And it was noteworthy because his attorneys talked about how they had a hookup relationship, which was a little bit unusual for a press conference like that. But he also concentrated on the timing of this. And the timing, it was alleged at that time, sort of that the timing was the issue, because none of this relationship happened at the time he was guardian ad litem, which is an issue maybe for his bar complaint, but it's not an issue for the perjury, as we now know, because as the way the question was worded, it was not. I mean, it was since she started working on your campaign, have you had an occasion to spend the night? So that no, it all boils down to, does the proof that he was there overnight exist in a way that is compelling?
Also this morning, the legislative committee investigating possible impeachment against Alabama Governor Robert Bentley met for the first time Tuesday since they put their work on hold in November. That was at the request of then Attorney General Luther Strange, who said he was conducting related work. And while Tuesday's meeting was procedural, John, you know, what did they do? What happened this week?
Well, there was a lot of concern about a precedent about a case which essentially said if you charge an officer with a perjury, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you try to impeach an officer, then you have double jeopardy if you try to convict him later of a crime, which debated and was voted on and did not go forward. Ultimately, the Judiciary Committee decided to move forward with investigation of the governor and kind of cross that bridge when they get to it.
So how do you read this seeming ambivalence of deadlocking in that first issue, but then saying, go ahead and investigate, special counsel?
Well, ultimately, I think that it was expected that they would shut it down. And I think that there were a number of legislators from both parties who said, basically, we've had enough and our constituents have had enough of this and we need to move forward because the state is not moving forward while this goes on. So you had an interesting cross-section of Republicans and Democrats who voted yesterday to move this thing forward. And I think that that spells bad news for the governor.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News. Online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.